Well, good morning, everybody. So there were three guys. They were talking after mass, coffee, and donuts. One was a doctor. One was an engineer. One was a politician. And the three of them kind of had hard heads, and they started a debate. Which of our professions is the oldest? And so the doctor goes, mine is the oldest. Because think about it. Eve came out of the ribs of Adam. That's major surgery, you know? And the engineer says, hold on, bub. Listen, before there was even Adam and Eve, there was all this disorder and chaos, and God engineered this world out of all that chaos. That's the job of an engineer. And then the politician said, wait a minute. Just where do you think all that disorder and chaos came from? All right. Folks, Pope Trivia of the Week. Sorry, I left that out last week. Only 51 of the 266 popes that we have had belonged to a religious order, like Dominicans or Benedictines, Jesuits. Only 51 of the 266. There's your trivia. Folks, I was thinking about our readings and about the heart. Jesus quotes Isaiah the prophet, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. I might have told you a year or so ago about a holy priest named Father Slavko from Medjugorje. He wrote a series of books, and every one of them had with the heart in the title. Fasting with the Heart was one of his books. Another was Going to Confession with the Heart, Praying the Rosary with the Heart, Going to Mass with the Heart. And his point in all of that was that it's the heart that counts. It's what the heart that is what God wants. And we can do all the right words and actions, but if they're hollow, they don't mean anything. It's the heart Jesus wants. And it's the heart Jesus gives, heart to heart. And I think of this, you know, if you squeeze an orange, you get orange juice. What would come out if somebody squeezed your heart? You know, Jesus lists a bunch of stuff that comes out of our broken hearts. Evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, which is disobedience to God's commands. That's what licentiousness is. Envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. And if somebody squeezed your heart, would poison come out? And if you're like me, you might need a heart transplant. And good thing for us, Jesus is in the business of giving those. Because the bottom line is, when somebody squeezes our heart, and life does that, what comes out shouldn't be resentment, angry thoughts and feelings, and just all of this junk Jesus lists. What should come out is love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.